A bit of a couple of war wounds in the game today, but first of all, how's the leg? Because you took a right clattering from the keeper.
Yeah, I should be fine. It's hard to carry on with these kind of injuries and these knocks, but I should be fine.
Just let's start with that, because did you think the goalkeeper deserved more than a yellow?
Yeah, it's obviously the referee's decision to make, but at the time I thought he's off here, and they're gonna go down to 10 men, and hopefully it'll make our job easier. But it wasn't the case. But we've won, and we've kept a clean sheet, so all the boys are happy.
Did you have to dig deep to keep going when you come particularly close to half time? It probably seizes up at half time and things as well. Did you have to really dig deep physically today?
Not really. Adrenaline and momentum kept me going. But after the 80 mark, I thought to myself, the gaffer's better off putting on someone that's fresh than a 70% fit Bennick. So I had to come off.
It's a day you won't forget because it's your first Premier League goal. Just talk us through that and talk us through what it means to you.
I'm delighted. I've dreamt about this since I was a young boy, to get my first Premier League win and also my goal, and hopefully I can just continue.
Obviously you had a couple of chances, but Charlie did the hard work on the halfway line, but still there was a bit to do for you when it came into the box.
Yeah, of course. Chaz has got unbelievable technique, and he kept saying to me when he gets into them areas, I should just make the run and hopefully he'll find me, and he's done that. And I just kept my eye on it and good contact, and I was delighted to see it go in.
All in all today, everything seemed to go right. Where a few things didn't go so well Tuesday night for the team, it all seemed to click into place today.
Yeah, of course. Before the game, the manager said to us he wants us to be better than we were on Tuesday night, and we just showed him that we can do it. And I'm delighted with all the boys and with myself, and we can just look forward to next week now.
How have you found the first two games? Because it's obviously a lot different to playing for Wolves, I'm sure.
Yeah, Tuesday was much harder than tonight. Today. I think it's just about training with the boys, understanding what they want from me and what I want from them. And hopefully I can just keep improving, working hard for the team and climbing up that table.
It's all come very quickly. It's still only a few days since you joined, but has it been an easy group to slot into, training-wise, personality-wise?
Very easy. Obviously, I had a lot of friends at Wolves. I enjoyed it there, and I was one of the main men. But when you come to a new team, you obviously got to learn new names, learn a new way of playing, how the club is run. And it's been really easy. I've gelled with all the boys. They've all gelled with me. And as I said, I want to keep making friends here on and off the pitch, and hopefully we can just keep improving.
Judging by the fact they've got a song for you already, you seem to have made a few friends in the stand as well already here.
Yeah, I know the fans, they've been great to me. I've come here during the season. It's not easy to welcome a new face, and they've welcomed me really, really well, and I just want to keep repaying them by scoring goals and helping this team and working hard.
I'm sure you're looking forward to a nice week's, I don't say rest, because you won't be resting, you'll be training, but a break now ahead of Sunderland to really get your feet under the table here.
Yeah, of course, we know how big today's game was. The manager kept reiterating how hard it was and how hard the next few games are, and we know that this is just a game ticked off one of our boxes, and we know that we're going to rest up now, work hard leading up to Sunderland game, and we know we're going to have to go there and get the 3 points.